The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com.
There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
You know, we've neglected to even talk about it. My friend Doug Hopkins heading right on over to the Phoenix Open, which is kind of the stepsister
to
all the activities that are going on in the city this week. Normally, that thing dominates every second of our day, and this weather's so perfect. And yesterday, Craig, when we were at the media food tasting thing, whatever they had for
It's the media party.
The
Super Bowl media party.
Yeah, it was great, and I was there, and I could hear my worst nightmare, which was people saying, you imagine every night in February being just like this? I mean, we should think about coming here. I'm like, no. I just wanted to stop him immediately. Stop now. I was so happy to hear that Ryan Leaf's wife, people were really rude to her, Anna. Yeah. We talked to her, and she goes, I went up to Starbucks, and I asked for water and where the bathroom was. And they were really rude, and they said they were closed. And I started to walk to the room. Like, that's not the bathroom, ma'am. I'm like, yes. Yes, make everybody think we're all
they're working it.
Keep them away.
Anna looks so unhappy when she's coming down the escalator.
Yeah.
She was like, and I go, what's wrong? And
people of Phoenix treated her like garbage.
Treated her like garbage.
Per my request, brilliant work, because listening to those rubes from last night talk about wanting to move here, it scares me to death. We're all full up. You stay home, but head on out to that Phoenix Open and stand in our delicious sunshine.
By the way, I found the video.
And I posted. Sam Kinison?
Yeah, we're talking about why I got laid.
Yeah,
when I grew up here,
and it's because you were hairy.
I
a lot of hair.
I looked like a guy from Poison.
Yeah, you look like every rock band member of 1985 to 90.
Yeah, and it was 87 or 88. Yeah. This video, it's a video of me as a kid with Sam Kinison,
which is pretty awesome on itself.
Yes. Yeah. And it's I just posted it on my Instagram so you can see what I looked like and figure out, like, all right, that kid probably got laid. It's at Craig Gass Comedy.
No, I have to ask, because
two S's.
Somebody emailed me this, and I told the story on the air, but they said, I want to hear Craig, and it's probably fitting, I want to hear how Craig really felt about your eulogy for his mother.
You talked about that on the air?
Of course I did. It was hilarious.
Wow. Well, you know what's funny is I told you, and this is name-dropping, but it's Corey Taylor was making lighthearted jokes.
Yeah.
Tell me, I love you, and I hope you're doing okay. And then we made a couple jokes back and forth, and I go, my buddy in Phoenix actually said, sorry about your mom. I know that she never heard you tell her that you loved her because she was deaf.
I didn't say because she was deaf. You knew that part, but she was deaf. And I said, just know, I know you loved your mother. She loved you very much, and you were a great son. And always remember, she never heard you once say, I love you.
I love you. And Corey Taylor responded, dude. And I went, you're Corey Taylor.
Yeah, you're Slipknot guy. It can't be that bad. You weren't offended, though, because people were like,
not at all.
And that's the thing people don't know, is that there's a very dark relationship between the two of us.
Yeah, it's a weird thing. Yeah. My ex used to trip out on us.
Yeah.
Be like, you guys are so weird.
We've toned it down for a while, especially during COVID. Well, it was brutally, odd.
Our first time hanging out together was at a baseball game with the Diamondbacks. I still remember to this day how awful that conversation was. And we were laughing hysterically at a topic that is not funny to most people.
No. It was sexual assault in every direction.
It was sexual.
Details and involvement of, not only, every aspect of it. And we realized midway through, we're in public. The people behind us can hear all of this, and we're having the time of our lives. I'm like, this is a bad friend.
It's the Johnny Depp text conversation with Paul Bettany.
With Paul Bettany. He's like, I'm going to burn up Amber. Yeah.
By the way, if you go to look at that video that I posted of me with Sam Kinison when I was a kid, it is not safe for work.
That's right.
And the person he's referencing, this was backstage at a show at the Celebrity Theater in Anaheim. There used to be a Celebrity Theater in Anaheim. And it was backstage at that show.
They moved it here. Now it's on 32nd Street in Van Buren. It's very nice.
I love that venue.
I want to thank San Diego for that.
Love that venue. And Sam, I said, hey, do you mind saying hi to some friends of mine in Tucson? He goes, hey, guys, I want to say hi to your friends in Tucson. This is Sam Kinison. And he says how much money he made. He goes, great town. I think I made about $28,000. I was only there for one night. And then he goes, it so does not hold up time wise. It's a little problematic for what he starts to say. He starts to go off on the reviewer.
Oh.
And I go, are you talking about M. Scott Skinner? And he goes, that's a guy. Oh, man, that guy's a dick. And he starts using some language that you cannot use anymore.
Homo F word and stuff like that.
Oh.
Much worse. Huh?
Yeah, so Instagram, @ Craig Gass Comedy.
If you want to see things you can't hear anymore.
If you want to see something really offensive, I just posted the video of me, 17-year-old from Tucson.
That's right.
@ Craig Gass Comedy, 2 S's, and you'll see the Sam Kinison video, and it's
pretty great.
And that's why I was.
And that's why you got laid. You were 17 hanging out with Sam Kinison, and you had more hair than a Sports Clips floor. It was amazing how much hair you had.
Yeah, and partying a lot. Man, and I feel like everyone was getting laid a lot.
All right, stop saying that, because that was not my
situation. That's all he remembers.
It's not what happened for all of us.
So on the way here,
just rubbing your nose in it.
There's those two mountains up the road from here that are like, there's like a road that goes down the middle of the two mountains.
Camelback?
Right? Is that Camelback?
Yeah.
I remember getting laid on that mountain.
Okay, that's great. Just good for you.
On the way back from the Golden Ape. The girl just pulled over and was like, let's just get out here.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Man.
Well, that's just garbage. I think your life is miserable because it wasn't mine.
Well, if you look at the video of Sam Kinison from when I was a kid, you'll see why I actually got laid.
Yeah.
And that was back then. Life is not like that anymore.
No, you can't get laid now. Look at you. Put a side by side of why when you could and why you can't.
Yeah, just scroll through all the pictures. It'll be obvious.
We were mean to Craig's friend last night. He's a little bit portly. He's a little bit overweight.
Yeah.
And he couldn't have the spicy whatever it was. He said, spicy Thai noodles.
Yeah.
And I said he can't have spicy Thai noodles. And Craig goes, no, his stomach, he's got a horrible stomach problem. I'm like, I know. And the poor guy just took it. He just stood and, and then he's over there eating spicy noodles. He didn't care.
I got to say, I can't remember all the lines, but the great thing about having John around you at an event like that is every once in a while I'd go, oh, wow, look at that. And over my shoulder, I would just hear like random comments from John. Well, she looks like a whore.
I did not say that.
Or whatever. You would just. It's the only thought that comes to mind.
That's too nice. He would never say that about that man.
He would just throw out random comments, and I'd be like, I don't even know what he's talking about. He would just observe something going on and just make a quick.
I'm an observer, but I don't just fire off. She looks like a whore. I might have thought it, but I didn't say that.
But you were just spitting out one-liners over my shoulder as I was like, oh, wow, there's some snacks over there. And you would just spit out just random.
Oh, we had to have some fun.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was.
I love hanging out. It's always just really, even our text exchanges are just really, really inappropriate.
Nobody needs to know this.
Yeah.
Brady, it's time to be inappropriate. You have the mantle for Rock Wars. Let's have it very quickly.
Well,
what is your topic?
Well, it's a topic we were just covering. It's going to be the song that plays when Craig finally meets his son for the first time.
When the door
opens up.
Oh, yeah. And then on the other side, you...
Oh, I'm your boy!
Listen, if you're my kid and you're going to show up, come to the late show because the early shows are...
It's sold out. Buy tickets to your daddy's show for the late show. Be a true guest.
The early shows tonight and tomorrow are selling out. JP's tonight in Gilbert.
Yeah.
And Glendale tomorrow at Stir Crazy. And all the info's at getgas.com. Get gas with two S's.
You're going to team up with Brady for Rock Wars because he's in last. So our guest will team up. And the topic, again, will be the perfect song that should start playing the second that door swings open and Craig's son or daughter are standing on the other side. No Pantera, no Metallica, no Slayer. I want to F you like an animal's out as well because we have to ban that one that wins all the time.
So this will be the song, the theme song.
The second it happens.
The second that my child.
You're my dad. And you can't deny it. You know that's probably, that's not a thing.
If you missed it, I don't even know how you got me there. But as a teenager, I got a voice. This is answering machine message. It was on tape. I listened to the tape over and over again. I couldn't figure out who it was.
Lies.
A girl called me.
Just lies.
Swear to God, I had no idea who it was. A girl left me a message crying. Part of it is that she was crying, so I was like, who's that?
Yeah, because you're
crying.
So used to that.
And she she was crying, and she said, Craig, call me. I'm pregnant.
Yeah, if that was you, Head on down, 1100 North 52nd.
He's in town.
He's right here, and he'll be at JP's, and he'll be at Stir Crazy. I don't believe him either, Brett. All right, well, you want to help us out, Holmberg at 98kvpd.com. You can text over your suggestion, 97936. Rock Wars is next.
It's out of control now. 98kvpd.
That's your fault. Right in the middle of the story. It's time on a Wednesday for the musical battle of weekly supremacy or something like that. It is time for Rock Wars, and it is brought to you by our friends at Mo Money Pawn. Short or long-term collateral loans from $10 to $100,000. No credit needed. Top dollar paid with the entire process just taking
several minutes.
MoMoneyPawn.com. This week's topic by Brady. After his birthday boy week last week, we gave him the win, and he gets to pick this week, is a good topic. And you know why it's a good topic? Because off the air, I gave it to him. It's even better because we didn't have to go through a Brady
That's
topic.
That's true. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I don't care if I win at this point. We don't have to deal
with it. But you did have another topic. Which I think you had another good topic, which was theme song for Pro-Life Spider-Man, who we now know down. That's still good. Hopefully Pro-Life Spider-Man does something again this week. It'd be great if he climbs something. You can climb my house, Pro-Life Spider-Man. I'd like to see you try that. There's a certain spot I don't think you could climb. We'll find out. Anyway, so a theme song for when our guest, Craig Gass, inevitably gets the knock on the door from the lady who called him and said, Craig, I'm pregnant. And he was such a swinger, such a swinging D, he couldn't quite narrow down who the pregnant lady on the phone was.
I didn't describe myself as swinging D.
Yeah,
just,
you did.
Just out of control.
Swinging D. Slanging the seed.
And to be fair, off the air, John got an email from someone who said, well, you grew up.
That's true.
Experience. And he said his high school was called what?
It was Red Mountain, and they called it Spread Mountain. Yeah. I did not have this experience in Arizona.
My theory, growing up in Arizona.
Is that everybody got laid except John.
It seemed like I mean, I was in high school with other girls in my school, women in their 30s.
No,
like,
it's just, you were swinging the D. I was
cocaine's a powerful drug.
Yeah, I was and, pulling around, and I don't know what was going on.
And so, to explain it, I posted the video of me and Sam Kinison on my Instagram, and your listeners are being very kind.
They all said they'd bang you back.
For now, they're being kind.
Yeah,
just wait.
Just wait until he wants it. That's my dad.
Wait.
Anyway, we have the theme song for the most fitting song that would appropriately kind of surmise the moment Craig finally meets his offspring at the door from this pregnant lady who is. Shall remain anonymous as she did while Craig hosed her and left her dead.
I'm giving a wide range for them to show up. Maybe my kid grew up on the east side.
Right,
of Phoenix,
you're covering the valley
because I'm in Gilbert tonight, and then
always a promoter.
Yep,
yeah, he's in Gilbert at JP's and at Stir Crazy tomorrow night. Two shows each night. Very close to selling out the early shows. If you're his kid, get your tickets now
to the late show.
That's right. Then it will sell out.
Getgas.com.
So many of your kids. All right. So the theme song for Craig's introduction to his 35 or 36-year-old child at the door. Who would you like to go first, Brett? Brett, you go.
All right. Well, to me, it seems like this would have been happening at about the same time this song came out. And I think there's no other song better than Skid Row's Get the F Out.
You know it. I don't have a clean version right now.
Go ahead. Yeah.
This
great
is a song.
Craig would play for the kid.
Because he was shucking and jiving the whole time, avoiding his garage.
It's very Skid Row-y.
Why do you got to start with your jokes aren't funny?
Yeah. But this is what you'd sing to the kid.
Yeah.
You ain't my old lady and you ain't a tattoo. Get the F out. You don't have to be that close to me. Great lyric there. What are you doing? You're standing too close. What the F's with you? You ain't my old lady and you ain't a tattoo. You shouldn't be that close. I like that. All right. Brady, would you like to go next?
Yeah, you go ahead.
All right. I had a song I wanted to use. Now, I know Craig's history. Craig comes from a family that was your mother had no hearing.
My whole family.
Yeah, everybody. Your sister?
Mom, dad, and
you're
sister.
The only one in your
dog,
family that...
cat?
So,
I mean,
I don't know if that's hereditary.
Well, my mom was born deaf.
Yeah.
Completely deaf, birth defect. Dad was born with all of his hearing, lost it when he was a kid.
Wow.
Got into an accident, popped out his eardrums.
Yikes.
So he had to go to deaf schools. They had my sister first. She's born with my mom's genes. completely deaf. I'm born my dad's genes with all my hearing. The reason why we moved to Tucson is because they have a good school for the deaf in Tucson.
Right. They have a good school for the deaf over here in Phoenix. And I always tell this joke because I went by once and on the marquee it said, assembly tonight to discuss tuition rate hike. And all I could picture was a guy at the on the thing going, we're going to raise the rates. And the whole audience went, what? So, sorry, Craig. This was going to be my
dude,
song.
You can't be, I say this.
I know.
I say this on stage. Yeah. My sister once, I mean, the most offensive jokes I've ever heard about deaf people were from my family.
Oh, I'm sure.
My sister at dinner once said, do you want to hear a good joke? And I said, sure. And she goes, me too. And I was like, what the hell?
I was going to go with this song, which is Craig's family got the genes from his mother, which is woman singing I Will Always Love You, but she's deaf.
Not only that, you have the rest of her.
And she's trans also, which is very mute.
And
trans,
Brazilian
deaf mute trans woman. Now, I was going to play that, but I can't imagine that being a good choice. Although I am, the more I hear her, the more I'm touched. Yeah, so I went with Sam Kinison, Wild Thing, because of course this would be the one that would prove it, right? Probably most known for that.
Wild Thing, I think you'd move me.
It is.
But I want to know for sure.
Yeah, this kid comes in and starts singing this to prove it.
I kiss you, I taste what other men had for lunch.
Why are you kissing it?
Why are you kissing your kid?
Well, because he's like Tom Brady. He loves his child.
It's caring.
Very much. They have a very close relationship. So Wild Thing, because let's be honest, we're known for this Kinison impression to the point where I happen to think it's the single best impression I've ever heard anyone do.
Which, that video that I posted,
yeah,
it's a minute of, I have 30 minutes of Sam hosting a party.
Mm-hmm.
And friends of mine, when I was in high school, said, I heard you have like a bootleg of Sam Kinison. Yeah, come over. And we'd watch this crazy video.
Insane.
And watching the video over and over again got the voice stuck in my head.
It's brilliant.
And the next thing you know,
it's the best impression I've ever heard.
You're calling people up. It is the one where I've done the most evil stuff is with that impression.
Because it's the most believable that would work.
People over the years would meet me and go, oh my God, I actually knew Sam. Dude, can we make a prank call right now? And we would call people that were friends with Sam.
Oh no.
And they go, hey dude, you never believe who I'm hanging out with. Hey, Jeff, what's going on? It's Sam Kinison. They go, oh, man, stop it, man. Who is this? No, Jeff. And they would feed me secrets. Remember that time we did cocaine off your belly button? It's me. It's me, man. And the guy would go, what? Yeah, listen.
This is after he was dead?
After he was dead.
So you're faking his death.
I need some cash down the afterlife. You need to help me out. And then we'd hang up and they'd be like,
you make him cry.
Yeah.
What a dick.
Oh, yeah.
Now I want to pick that deaf Brazilian
then
trans
woman. Toilet paper and just bomb walking. The ceiling.
You can see the video at Craig Gass Comedy. I just put it up at the top. That's why I got laid a lot back then.
Brady, what is your choice?
Rolled down a couple of song choices for Craig as we were talking about it. And
this is the most obvious, by the way.
He kind of teared up on this one.
Oh, did you? The two of you teamed up.
I can't believe that.
Not emotional.
I thought for sure, listening to both of you describe these songs, I thought we were all going to pick the same song.
A similar one for me as well.
Oh, I see.
Oh, Cat.
Okay. Is it Had a Dad by Jane's Addiction?
That's
Cats in the Cradle.
Father of Mine.
Oh, very close.
Father of mine.
Pretty good.
Where have you been?
Be better if he was deaf.
Close my eyes. My whole world is a pen. Father of mine. Turn back to the day.
Yeah. I think that would work out great. Craig's little deaf son singing to Everclear's Father of Mine might be my favorite thing in the world. All right.
What are you saying?
Did you see Rex's email? I can't imagine how it sounds when someone moans the name Craig who's deaf and mute.
Why would having his sex family be moaning his name?
My deaf sister?
Oh, Clank.
Oh. Hold on.
Oh. You have such big thumb.
You're in the wrong room.
Oh. Again.
Sorry about that. You're in my room.
Again?
You're in the wrong room. There's a right room to be in the house of sex.
The whore you met.
So gentle about it.
The whore you met at the Warrant concert is in the next room.
The twin girl called. She's pregnant. How did you hear the machine?
That was the answer to the machine.
Because she was crying so loud. You better call her back if you know her name.
Her pain was so loud, the deaf heard it.
Yep. Even I heard that quack. You need to step up and be a man.
That was the real voice in the message, crying.
I don't know if anybody's going to hear it. I don't know when the beep happened. I don't even know why I'm making a phone call. I'm pregnant.
I'm pregnant. That would have been easy to figure out if I would have heard a deaf girl.
I just don't know who it is.
All right.
It's got to be one of my sister's classmates.
Yeah, I know. All right. All right. So it was ASDB. Let me call him up. All right.
I'm going to need roll the whole shebang.
What? Why are you calling that?
Someone's going to need to invent texting so I can reach out to her.
Yeah. Races. There was a great story, too, to call her and say, hey, I called and I tried to do the right thing, but she just wouldn't listen.
You.
Ray says first five of Craig's kids get into the show free tonight, deaf or otherwise.
Yeah, exactly. Just clap when everybody else is clapping. All right. John Gordon, we're going to let you pick this week because we're running out of time. Will it be, what was yours again?
Get the F out.
Oh, get the F out, Skid Row. Oh, boy, you're playing up John's
alley. I didn't know that.
Sam Kinison's Wild Thing or Brady and Craig teamed up for Father of Mine. Who will the little bastard child be singing?
As soon as the topic came up, I thought Father of Mine.
Oh, my God. You let Brady win again?
Yes.
Wow.
Great win, Craig.
Thank you.
All right. With the assist from Greg Grass. It is... Father of Mine by Everclear, and not I Will Always Love You.
That's karaoke at his house.
Brazilian mute trans
holidays,
woman.
Family get together.
You always remember, everybody can do it that someone else can do except this person. It's pretty horrifying, but that's it. Do you have it in here?
After the break.
Oh, we'll do it after the break. All right, we'll come out of the break with Brady's big win of Everclear. It's 98 KUPD.
It's out of control now.
98 KUPD. You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com.